The congressman spent about 45 minutes walking around Onyx Specialty Papers in South Lee, speaking with company leaders. Operating out of a mill built in 1806, Onyx employs more than 150 people with an annual payroll exceeding $10 million. During a forum in February, co-owner and president Pat Begerwitz said the company's 2014 electricity bill was $2.4 million, making energy the third highest expense behind raw materials and labor.
We currently use about half the electricity that we used at this mill 10 to 12 years ago, but we only pay 20% less. Even bringing that all forward to 2014 dollars, we have not seen a drop in the cost of electricity despite half the consumption.
Congressman Neal adds the company has indicated it could hire an additional 70 people beyond the planned hiring of 25 if it could rein in its energy costs.
Here in New England, we have high energy costs that are impeding economic growth. And not to miss the point that I've raised repeatedly, is that when you look at energy costs here in the Berkshires, they're more outside the mainstream than the rest of the state. And it's not a coincidence that it's the only part of the state that consistently loses population.
Neal invited fellow Democrat Joe Kennedy to his district to learn more about restrictions energy costs are placing on area businesses. In office since 2013, Kennedy serves on the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. He says energy markets aren't functioning as they should because of a lack of capacity and a coherent regional strategy to come up with a long-term policy that involves investments in renewable energy.
The rest of the country does use their own different regional strategies. Some aspects of federal legislation won't solve some of these problems, but it is where getting together as a region, coming up with a regional energy strategy that understands that, yes, we want to make these investments and need to make these investments into a clean energy future, but that at the moment, the cost of some of those, the pricing on some of those models isn't economically competitive. So how do we make those investments in the short term and also recognize that we need a baseload energy for when the sun doesn't shine and when the wind doesn't blow.
Kennedy says a planned $5 billion pipeline being proposed by Kinder Morgan from Pennsylvania to Massachusetts can be a piece of the solution. He also said plans to bring hydroelectric power from Quebec should be looked at while the concerns of local residents need to be included in those discussions. Recognizing capacity is an issue, Neal says he doesn't think the Kinder Morgan natural gas pipeline is part of the solution as currently proposed.
But I can tell you this, the issue has been handled by Kinder Morgan about as badly as any issue that I remember in my time. And part of it is not to surprise people. And they've constantly subjected the citizenry to these surprises. And I think that they've been slow on answers. And much of the controversy that they find themselves in is one that they created.
Opposition to the pipeline has been strong in western Massachusetts, evident at meetings and open houses held by Kinder Morgan. Opponents question whether the gas carried through the pipe will be exported. State Senator Ben Downing says there needs to be more ownership of the energy markets, including breaking out of a restrictive regulatory framework.
We've essentially left our energy future up to these forward capacity markets. There's a reason that we don't have a strategic plan in the region for energy. It's because we've allowed it to just be auctioned off through these markets. We haven't developed it in the way that we ought to be able to work together among the regions to meet our needs in a balanced way.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.